We welcome you to Financial Focus Radio with Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Plunkett. Ryan, well, first of all, good afternoon. It's been a lot of talk lately. We hear a lot in the news regarding inflation. As an investor, what can we expect to do in this environment?
Good afternoon, Dan. It's great to be with you today, and that's a great question. We certainly have heard a lot about inflation lately, and really for more than a decade, inflation has essentially been dormant. In recent months, however, economists have expected an uptick in inflation, but they were still surprised by the sharp jump that we saw in April in the Consumer Price Index, which rose 4.2% from a year ago. And first, it may be useful to understand the main causes of the recent spike in prices. Part of the explanation is simply a result of increased economic activity that we've seen in the spring of 2021 in comparison to the same period a year ago. So when prices collapsed at the height of the pandemic, we've of course seen increased economic activity since then. And this reopening of the economy has also resulted in a surge in demand for travel-related services, hotels, airfare, rental cars, etc. Another contributing factor is a widespread shortage of manufacturing materials that have limited production and driven up prices on an array of consumer goods. With this inflationary, now will this inflationary pressure that we've seen continue? It's not necessarily an easy prediction to make, but for now the Federal Reserve seems to believe that the recent price hikes are temporary, and as a result will continue its policy of keeping interest rates low. But if we see a few more months of higher than expected inflation, could the Fed's view change and its actions change as well? Perhaps. But in any case, to your question, how should you as an investor respond to even the potential threat of rising prices?
Right.
You'll need to keep in mind that inflation affects different types of investments differently. So, for example, consider fixed income securities such as bonds, which pay a set interest rate. Because rising inflation erodes the value of a bond's future income, bond prices typically fall during inflationary periods, particularly true with longer duration or longer term bonds. On the other hand, stocks, especially those of larger companies, tend to do well during inflationary periods, which might not be that surprising considering that a company's revenue or earnings may increase at a rate that's similar to the increase in inflation. Now, of course, stocks is a very broad term, and some industries will do better than others when inflation is on the rise. Even if inflation does continue to advance, you may not want to make significant changes in your investments. For example, although their prices may fall, bonds can still be a valuable asset since they help reduce the impact of market volatility on your investments. And if you already have a good mix of stocks appropriate for your goals and your risk tolerance, there may not be a need to really shake things up. But here's one more thought to keep in mind about inflation.
Okay.
It really serves as a reminder that you'll always need to have a reasonable percentage of growth-oriented investments in your portfolio to avoid losing purchasing power over time. Because as we've seen, inflation won't always be in hibernation. But ultimately, your own actions and decisions really determine your success as an investor, but you'll still want to be aware of how a development like inflation can affect the economy and the financial markets. If we're entering a territory that we haven't seen in a while, such as rising inflation, it certainly pays to stay alert.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And the best part about what you do is that you make the complex easy to understand. I mean, lots of great information there. So how do you work with like business owners to implement these kinds of strategies?
Well, and we work with business owners and individuals. And really we try to keep, as you said, to keep the complex simple. And we do that by using a simple but highly effective three-step process. First step is work with you to understand what's important to you, your why. Secondly, we're going to use an established process to really tailor a customized, holistic financial strategy for you to help you get from where you are today to your why. And third, we're going to partner with you throughout your lifetime to make sure that you stay on track. And if we need to make adjustments along the way to address economic events like rising inflation, are other things that we see going on in the market. We're right there with you, taking that journey step by step by your side to make those changes, to make sure you still stay on track to reach your why.
Okay, excellent. This has been Financial Focus Radio, brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Ryan Plunkett, member SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention and financial advice. What's the best way to reach you, Ryan?
Well, you can stop by and see us at 5713 Constitution Avenue, which is on the southwest corner of Constitution and Powers, or you can give us a call at 719-380-1177.
Excellent. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.